Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sunshine.
Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, children's TV host Brushy was murdered by bullets fired through a rip in space-time. The suspects? His bitter brother Flosso. Or perhaps the buxom beauty with the braces on her teeth and her legs, Braceletta. And what of her art assistant Elsa? The man tasked to untangle this terrible tale, Detective Dan Kent, has just been knocked out. Heavens! What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode. Episode 2, Down in the Dank Darkness, Dutch Dan Kent!
Oh, my noodle's been conked.
Oh, sorry about that, mister.
Who?
Oh, it's just me, the old janitor of this here TV station.
You? A janitor? You're a lady.
Oh, I might not got no sausage swinging tween my knees, but that don't stop the fact of my generosity. My father was the janitor and his for him, but an evil witch coaxed him to only have daughters, because daughters are the worst. So they said at that time, and then time was that time became time for me to become the janitor.
That tracks. But why'd you bunk me with your mop?
Thought you was a dirt clod. Sorry about that.
You see a lot of 6-foot dirt clods?
You ain't 6 feet.
5'11". 8. Fine, I'm 5'7", and a bit. A
little bit.
Enough! Getting sick and tired of all this strangeness. This was a good TV show once. Now it's all gone weird ways.
Weird, true. Ways, perhaps more so. You see, it was not always so weird.
May A, you, may B, may C, the truth.
Gotta ask the right questions. What happened to the puppets?
Puppets?
Snouts, the pig, Panglo, Oingly Boingly, all the denizens of the puppetry lands.
Yeah, there used to be puppets. Where are they?
Oh, you don't wanna know.
Unless you wanna. But you don't.
But do you?
Yes.
Don't ask. But ask.
Just tell me.
Have you ever heard of Madam Sunshine, the most beautiful woman in all the Sunshine Lands, including the Oral Farm?
She's the key to this? Spill it, Mops. Elsa, what are you doing loose? Come here, now. Come to Flosso. Come to Flosso. Let me... Come here. No, no. Now. Easy now. Easy. Come with me. Don't fight. Come on now. You need another session. Well...
Huh?
You asked if I knew about Madam Sunshine, and then you just stared off.
Sorry, I do that. Madam Sunshine is Flosso and Brushy's mama, and she used to be a big part of the show. But don't ask.
Unless you want to know.
But you don't want to know.
But...
Get to it. What's the deal with Madam Sunshine? Where is she?
Look into my magical mop wand and see.
I know that you have questions, but you ain't asking the right ones. You're giving into their suggestion of what the story's really of. Cop of you and my mop stew, see what they're covering up.
It's glowing. Oh, look, it's the show. She's beautiful.
Oh, Biscuits, Mama Sunshine's gonna sing us a song!
In the gummy glade they shine like a flock of butterflies. Of alabaster be their master, keep them pinned. For if they fly away, they leave a hole right in your face that science tells us leads to vice, disease, and sin. So brush your teeth, yes, brush with pride. Bristles at the ready, keep them white. You brush your teeth, you make them shine. You're useless if you're toothless, keep that smile. And brush your teeth. Halitosis is the grossest, gingivitis breeds psychosis. Yes, bad breath is worse than death, so be prepared. And when you die, the teeth remain, so leave them clean and without stain. And smile prideful when you wake beyond the veil. Yes, brush your teeth, yes, brush them bright. For in the darkness of this world, teeth are the light. You brush your teeth, hold your head high. Orally and morally, you have superiority in teeth. Brush 1, 2, 3, it's as plain as can be. From the top to the root, to and fro. Then scrub 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Don't you stop till you're frothing, your molars are glow. Then 10 and 11, the feeling is heaven. Repeat to 1,000 or so. So brush your teeth, cause if you don't, then the tooth scary will find you, eat your eyes and cut your throat. So brush your teeth, they'll look phenomenal. And if you don't, you will get cancer, and we can't be held responsible. Your teeth are all you have. If you lose them, then you're nothing, and that's very, very bad. Just brush your teeth, keep them like new. Everyone is judging you, so don't look like a fool and brush your teeth.
What's in that water that lets you see old episodes?
A waterproof mini TV and VCR.
Oh, that's much less magical.
True, but it ain't plugged into nothing.
So where is she now, dead?
No.
Worse.
Much worse.
That's it, Elsa. Look here. Quiet. Now forget. Forget. I know that you have urges that you're finding hard to fight. A voice somewhat divergent from what we've left inside your mind. But hush, my dear, don't fear, I'll take it away. Scatter your matter with a flash of my no-matter ray. Wow. Everything has changed, but it feels the same. Our roles are cast, an arm we play. Left on stage, just as father arranged. Still we're saying his lines, and we're shooting his rays. And in the blink of an eye or a space-time rift, your brother is gone and the spell starts to lift. And you shake, a puppet finally awake. You're falling quite fast, no one's holding your strings. The ground's coming quick, but you're finally free and it's clear. You're laughing through your tears, you're shaking with fear. We've changed, was it all for the best? Who's to say? Well, that's the point, I guess. Our lives are ours, there's nothing left in the stars. And you look back at the day. That's a good girl. I wonder, could you have killed my brother in some moment of... We all have our sins to pay for. Yet...
Oh, there you are.
There you are. I had to give Elsa another session. Why was she loose?
We have bigger issues.
The Grand Cuspid of the Enamel Council... By the white smile.
Arise, Flosso, son of Brushy.
Your arrival is most...
I have no interest in your sniveling. This little teletinkering of yours has cost us dear. It's broken the great prophecy.
The prophecy is bigger than us. It can still...
Silence, you! I was sent on vital business.
The sidewalk sale at the outlet mall.
Indeed, but silence! Let us adjourn to the secret room.
Via the cryptic corridor?
Through the door of mystery?
Via the most... covert way of walking. Like this.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Oh, did I do it again?
Yes. Where is Madame Sunshine?
Where her husband put her. The Sunshine Smile Sanatorium. Because they say she went mad.
Mad?
Mad.
Mad?
Mad.
Mad.
Mad. And so he built the giant sanatorium up on Pine Knoll Blossom Road and renamed it Crazy Wife Road, but not because of her, because of Crazy Wife Cafe, which was knocked down to build the sanatorium on top of. So in memory of that cafe, which had scones of 32 flavors, they named the road. But also because his wife is there, and she'd be crazy according to the stories. And that sanatorium is full of no other human than she.
What about staff?
Staff? Ha! You a real clowny brown. Look once more into my magical muck water.
Oh, look, it's Blunt Bird.
Tweet, tweet, why are you looking so plump? Did you eat too many worms?
Blunt Bird, you're so blunt. No, I'm not fat. I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? What's that?
I know that you have questions, and I'm eager to confide. Mama Sunshine has a secret that is growing deep inside. It will bring about a new age, as the ancients prophesied. But it's not prophecies that make us you and I. No, Mama Sunshine knows, and let her tell you why. I'm sure that they have dreams, even larger than the sky, that they're bursting at the seams with individualistic pride. I know they have a purpose, but the path they will decide. For it's the dreams we make that make us you and I. Yes, the dreams we make that make us you and I. It's the dreams we make that make us you and I.
Wow! So you're gonna have a baby?
Better. Twins.
So Brushy and Flosso were twins?
Ha on that. No. Brushy was born later of a surrogate. Flosso's birth was hard. On all of them. And it wasn't soon after she squeezed out them babies that her brain got all soft. And thus, the sanatorium.
But who's Flosso's brother?
I got 20 toilets to unstink, detective. I don't got time to be playing with you. But if you want to see the true cancer that's been snaking its way through the Sunshine Smile Hour, then you go to the sanatorium. But I won't go there if I was you.
You just told me to go there.
There you will find the answers.
But going there is a fool's journey.
Your accent is a bit inconsistent.
Not all of us can afford the accents like the Queen of England. Or you, detective. Now go to the sanatorium. But don't go.
Should I go there or not? You're kind of being contradictory.
Here is a Google map of the sanatorium. Go there. or I also have a Google map to Burgerland, home of the best cheeseburger they make. But you can only go to one.
Why did you print these out?
I like wasting paper.
Why can't I go to both?
Well, I guess you could if you left now.
Then I have my mission.
Don't forget to ask for the special sauce.
For the burger?
No, for the sanatorium. Also, oh, you already gone. Fine, then. All this talk is making me thirsty. That's good mop water.
Silence! Now that we're in the secret room, I can reveal my purpose here.
So you're not just here for the sidewalks?
Silence! Nay, it's just a wonderful coincidence. Look upon these pots and pans. Have off!
Is that Teflon?
Silence! It is.
I bet nothing sticks to that.
Silence! Indeed. Now, let me cut to... Silence! The chase. Your show is canceled!
No, you can't do that.
I already did. Silence! All of us in New Molar agreed. Your prattling entertainment long ago went the way of a cracker under a couch. Dark and stale. It's over. All of it.
The sanatorium. I made it. Oh, so full. That was a good burger. Grilled onions. But now it's dark. Damn night! As dark and twisted as the chewed up cheeseburger winding its way through my innards. Let me get out my flashlight. Hello? Anyone? Madam Sunshine? Is that you? Hello? Why did I do this at night? I bet this place is peaches during the daytime. Special sauce? Can I get some special... Special sauce! Special sauce!
What lurks in the darkness? What will Flosso do without a show? Why does a caged Elsa bark? Will we find more answers as we probe the deep cavern of questions? Find out next time on The Fall of the House of Sunshine, Episode 3, In the Mouths of Mouthness.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. You can also drop us a line or decode the cipher in our episode synopses. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.